Good evening and welcome to Indie Radio News, the weekly radio news program from The Independent, a free progressive monthly newspaper and online news site based here in New York. We cover social justice movements and the issues they are fighting for, both here in the city and around the world. We are your hosts, Elia Grahan and Lydia McMullen-Laird.
The demand for clean energy and affordable energy is increasing, and here in New York, the organization We Act for Environmental Justice is installing solar arrays on the rooftops of affordable housing buildings across northern Manhattan. Joining us today to talk more about the program is Cecil Corbin-Mark, the Deputy Director at We Act. Cecil, thank you for joining us.
Lydia, thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners for listening.
So a lot of people might think of solar as something that people put on in the suburbs, on their houses, people who might be of a little bit higher income. Tell me a little bit more about your program and why you've chosen affordable housing as your focus for solar panels.
Well, our solar program is known as Solar Uptown now, and I know it's a little cold outside to be talking about sun, but that's what our program is called, Solar Uptown Now, Sun. And we focused on affordable housing because, for the very reason that you described in the opening, Lydia, many times people in the suburbs and middle-income and upper-middle-income folks, as well as the wealthy, may have some of the resources that they need at their disposal to put solar on their roofs. But we target affordable housing in northern Manhattan because they make up a significant part of the housing stock, and it is under threat. It's under threat because of the rising prices, and it's under threat because folks often don't have the ability to, as I said, put the solar panels up on their roofs with their own resources. So that's why we targeted affordable housing. It's a way of helping to reduce the cost and to provide clean, renewable energy, eliminate some of the pollution that our communities are dealing with that trigger things like asthma, et cetera, and bring people into the green new economy.
So there's been a lot of buzz nationally about the Green New Deal and everything that's happening in Washington. How might a program like yours fit into that policy space, and how might policies from the Green New Deal, if it goes through, help programs like yours?
Well, I think it's important to keep our eyes on that particular prize, but we don't need a Green New Deal just yet in order to be able to put solar panels up on the roofs of houses in communities like northern Manhattan, Harlem, and Washington Heights and Inwood. We are able to do it. We're taking advantage of some of the conditions that are right here in our own backyard before there has to be a policy passed in Washington. I think the Green New Deal is an important legislative initiative, but remember, the Democrats have only taken over the House of Representatives in Congress, and we still would have to get something through the Senate. Meanwhile, here in New York City, the mayor has said that he wants to put 100% renewable energy on the rooftops of municipal buildings, and we support him in that because we see that as an opportunity to train the workers that we train to install solar on the rooftops and to make sure that they get access to those jobs. Our program, Lydia, was really instrumental in targeting affordable housing. It's the first program in the city to take the solarized model and target affordable, multifamily affordable housing. And we think that's a way to continue to make job opportunities available for many years to come in this city. If we took the affordable housing, the HDFCs in our city, and put solar panels on the ones where the roofs are ready to take solar panels, we could be putting quite a few people to work, and that's what we want to keep doing. And then if we double that up with the mayor's commitment to make municipal buildings have renewable energy on it, we can continue to drive that workforce into more good green jobs, even well before we get a Green Deal in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much, Cecil. We'll have to leave it there for today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you for listening. You can catch us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WBAI 99.5 FM for all the latest from Indie Radio News. You can find this month's print edition of The Independent at our outdoor news boxes across the city and in local libraries, independent bookstores, and social movement centers. Follow all our latest coverage online at independent.org, that's Indy with a Y, and via social media. To let us know what you think of today's show, send news tips, or find out how to subscribe to The Independent's print edition, we can be reached at 212-904-1282 or contact at independent.org. Thank you so much to WBAI for hosting our show, and see you next week.